greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. We're pre-recording an interview today so we can talk to some busy folks around here about a Learning to Lead program that's coming up at the Donald Heater Community Center. They're working with the Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority. Penn Garvin is back. She is one of the board members of the Donald Heater Community Center. So welcome back, Penn.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you coming in. Thank you. Hey, and Tony Stafford is here. He's the Director of Outdoor Education at the Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Excited to be here. Thanks.
I do appreciate it. And Chris Arnold is here. He's a board member at the Donald Heater Center. And he's also a parent, and so he's a real stakeholder in making sure that young people today grow up with some good leadership training and a wide range of other skills that they need to walk away with. And this leadership training starts on March 17th. So I'll let Penn explain about the Learning to Lead program at the Heater Center.
Thank you. It's nice to be able to talk about this. The community center has been around for over 25 years, and we've done a lot of recreational programs for all ages. But more recently, since there's been more recreation programs in the area, we're very lucky for that, we've been able to really focus much more on social programming. And one of the focuses that we have is on leadership for middle school students. There is leadership for adults, there is leadership for high school students, but we're really looking at the younger set and starting to get them to look at how to develop their own skills, to understand what leadership is, to be able to have good communication skills, be proactive, and also learn about what goes on in a community, what makes a community, what do community leaders do, what are the different roles. So we've done this program before. It's been very successful. And this time we decided to team up with BVRA because they can bring a more physical part to the program, not just sitting. So I'm going to turn it over to Tony, let him talk about the part that the BVRA will be adding to this educational leadership program.
Thanks, Penn. The local middle school actually has a low ropes challenge course that we will be using as a resource to help students learn and grow through these team building activities that we'll be developing. And so what we like to do is bring a group of students together, which we're recruiting, and these activities are meant to put the students together in an environment where they work together as a group to solve a problem, to build trust, learn about strengths and areas of growth for themselves as an individual. They'll learn a little bit about communication and understanding how they can work together to complete a goal. And they're learning these different characteristics of leadership. And so we hope that they're, through these experiences, that they have a little bit of failure and a little bit of mistakes so they can learn and grow. Because leadership is something that you just don't poof, you just don't have it. So it's something that we're trying to help these young individuals learn and grow and develop through these experiences. And then what we like to do is then take those experiences and then focus on the transference. So asking the students or the participants that are in this experience what they learned about themselves, what they learned about their team, how did they work together, what were some challenges, how did they overcome those, and then how can they take that stuff that they've learned and then implement that into the civic engagement piece of the program. And then transferring that also to their classroom, to clubs, to organizations where they can practice these skill sets a little bit more so after that. And so,
sorry to interrupt. Chris, this is needed. This is something that has got to be brought up and trained around here.
Yes. I think we have an opportunity to set kids up for success as they get older and, potentially leave our community and go out into the world. And I think by doing a program like this, combined with the low ropes, which will get some buy-in at that age group, they're going to like to do the physical challenge. And then being engaged by local community and civic leaders to kind of, help shape their mindset as they're getting older. Middle school is a hard age, and I think this sets them up for success as they get older.
And when you were growing up, you got some leadership training someplace. You're a community leader and a good parent. What might be different today where we have to work a little bit harder to make sure that our leaders get raised up and brought up?
I think times have changed a lot. There's a lot more outside influence that comes into our communities that we didn't have before, maybe. And this is a way to keep them, kind of grounded to our local area and give them another option.
Make sure they know what's going on. Penn, this is important that kids get this leadership training?
I think that really there's a lot that goes on in the world, and that can be very confusing to young people as to what directions to go in. And we expect families to do it all or schools to do it all, and that's just not possible. We really need specific programs that are looking at their development in being able to be civically engaged and know how to be in the community in a way that's useful. A lot of people don't look at being involved in the community as important. We do at the community center, and I think more and more we are in our society seeing the need for, look at the Be Kind program, et cetera. More and more we're looking at people have got to take an interest in their communities, not just be bystanders and expect it to happen, but take an interest in their communities. And we need to form the people who are going to be able to do that and give them direction.
Tony, there's potential leaders that might slip through the cracks if we don't do this.
Yeah, I mean, our goal, I mean, specifically is to give the students a safe space to kind of work together within a group of team. And we want them to build confidence. We want them to build some self-esteem and to kind of find their place through this process and their voice. And so we need them to start. We need to start at this younger age to help them understand that they are valued and their voice is important. And we want them to be able to give back to our community as well.
All right. Well, we're learning lots more about the Learning to Lead program at the Donald Heater Community Center with the Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority. You can sign up for this. Should be a fun event, but certainly educational. Tuesday, March 17th to May 12th. It's from 2:45 p.m. to 5 p.m. Daily, and it is at the Donald Eichhorn Middle School. Costs $200 a student, but scholarships are available at the Donald Heater Community Center. Call 524-5000, or you can email them at bvrec.org. Just go through the there is a registration page there. Now is the time to sign up. The informational sessions are coming up also February 26th to March 4th from 6 to 6:30 at the Donald Heater Community Center. So this would be a great thing for folks. Penn Garvin, Tony Stafford, Chris Arnold, thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Mark.